This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indy 101.5 FM.
Hello, amigo.
Welcome to another edition of the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. I'm your host, Captain Cuckoo, and with me is my co-pilot. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Rowan, and today me and my dad are going to do a radio show about fruits. And there's lots of songs about bananas. That's why it's called Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
That's right. Today's theme is all about fruits. But instead of us introducing the show, why don't we let the Wiggles do a little introduction? And let's hear some songs about fruit.
Have you ever had fruit salad? It's yummy, isn't it? You might like to make your own fruit salad. Just make sure to use a plastic knife and that there is a grown-up there to help you.
Juicy. Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
You taste 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. Hawaiian punch is made with 7 kinds of fruit for a one-of-a-kind fruit taste.
Hawaiian Punch Fruit Punch with 10% real fruit juice for a real fruit juicy taste.
Hawaiian punch is made with 7 kinds of fruit
for a one-of-a-kind fruit taste.
Goofy Grape back again with some more nutty songs. When Freckleface was born, he was cute, but not very. 'Cause until he got freckles, he was an extraordinary berry.
When I was born, early in the morning, they said I looked extraordinary 'cause I didn't have a freckle, not a single tiny speckle, and that's a pretty sad thing when you're a strawberry. Then, I went out in the sun, and zap! I got 51 of them. Now, I got my freckles I like. My 51 freckles. All those freckles I'm proud to wear, because they look so neat. Oh, my 51 freckles there. Such nifty fun freckles. I got freckles everywhere, except on the bottom of my feet. And whoever saw a strawberry with freckles on the bottom of his feet?
All right. So that we started off with an introduction from the Wiggles. And then we followed that up with a song called Fruit Juicy from a Hawaiian Punch commercial. Pretty catchy little ditty. And then after that, another commercial song. We heard Freckleface, the strawberry, singing about all the freckles that he's got. How many freckles does he have?
51!
Yep. But none on the bottom of his feet. Because whoever heard of a strawberry with freckles on the bottom of their feet?
Hey, they don't have feet.
I think if I pulled out a strawberry and it had feet, I wouldn't want to eat it.
Yeah, because they'd run away.
All right, up next we have a song called Fruity Flutes by a man named Reg Whale. He was a library musician. That means he wrote songs, lots of songs without words, for people to use in television shows or movies or radio shows if they wanted to. And so a lot of times library songs have funny names to give people ideas about how they might want to use the song. So this song is called Fruity Flutes, and this song actually was used in a TV show called Farmhouse Kitchens. I've never seen the show. It sounds pretty good, though. And this song comes from a compilation called Top Dog, and it's all library songs. And then after that, we're going to hear from Glazer and Tripp. Tom Glazer wrote a lot of educational songs. And this one's going to teach us about why bananas are picked green here on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
They pick bananas off a tree in bunches, bunches, when they're as green as they can be. Can you tell me why? If they wait until they ripen on the tree, the skins would break and insects take the fruit of their industry. So they pick bananas off a tree in bunches, bunches, and let them ripen carefully at room temperature. If they wait until they ripen on the tree, the skins would break and insects take the fruit of their industry.
Thank you. Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
There was the Hoosier Hot Shots with their song I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones. That's true. Hoosier Hot Shots were four guys who made funny songs about 75 years ago. And they were pretty well known back then on the radio.
That's crazy. That was a really long time ago.
True.
Super really.
Super really. Before that, we heard a banana singing. Chiquita Banana. Singing a song about herself. And why does she say we shouldn't put bananas in the refrigerator?
Because they grow in... Because they... they'll get rotten if you put them in the refrigerator, and they grow in hot places.
Yeah, that's right. I think if you put them in the fridge, they turn brown really quickly. They like to be in warm places. And then before that, we heard a song called The Big Banana from the classic game show Price is Right. And all the music for Price is Right was written by a guy named Ed Kalehoff. And if you're like me, you really love the music of The Price is Right. That song especially is great. We started off the set with Tom Glaser telling us why bananas are picked green. And why are they picked green?
Because if you wait until they get ripe, the skin would come off and the bugs would eat them.
Yeah. The bugs like eating ripe bananas, I guess. And also, you have to ship bananas from warm places up to where we live in colder climates. So, if they waited till they were ripe, they would have to get them here really quick and into the store really quick so we could buy them. Because everybody likes bananas. In case you haven't noticed, we're in the middle of a giant banana set of music. We've got a lot of banana songs here. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more banana songs to go. Up next is a band called the Banana Splits, telling us how to do a dance called the Banana Split. Do you remember the Banana Splits? They're not actually a bunch of bananas. They're a bunch of animals, right?
Yeah.
Which animals? Do you remember?
Elephant.
Yeah.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Bear.
Yeah.
And a weird-looking dude. He might be a monster or something.
Yeah. Yeah, The Banana Splits was a TV show about 40 years ago. Yeah, it was this group of animals that were also in a band, and they also had dune buggies that they liked to drive around. And all their songs are really catchy. And this is one of their catchier songs called Doing the Banana Split. And then after that, we're going to hear a song called The Fantastic Story of the Steam-Driven Banana here on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. Keep listening.
In your town, sleeping across the nation. question number one. Here we go. Banana.
Welcome back. The last song we just heard there was M.I.A. doing her ba-na-na skit.
Jinx.
And before that was a band called Le Gay doing the fantastic story of the steam banana. Jinx. And I've listened to that song a number of times now, and I still don't quite understand the story of the steam-driven banana. I know that it was owned by a farmer.
Yeah.
And that people thought he was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you saying you think the banana looks like?
Banana. It's a banana. And the seat are pretzel sticks. And the wheels are slices of kiwis. And the smoke... The smoke is whipped cream.
Ooh.
And the lights are banana slices cut into lots of little round slices. And I think the window is a cracker, and the roof, and the the window is a plastic bag.
Okay.
And
that you would carry bananas in.
Yeah, and the windshield wipers are bananas. Tiny bananas, and the roof is a cracker.
I think all the kids listening at home, maybe while they're listening to the show, should draw their own steam-driven banana. Mm-hmm. They can use your ideas, or they can invent their own ideas, too. That would be cool, hey?
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have next here? Oh, you know who's next? The Video Kids. And they do that song.
Give me that banana!
That's right. Their most famous song, of course, is Woodpecker from Space. And this is another song from that same album. And actually, the Space Woodpecker sings this song. So I guess Space Woodpeckers like to eat bananas.
Yeah, but they probably don't know what bananas are because they're in space! How are they supposed to know what bananas are? They don't live in Earth.
Well, maybe it's their own special brand of space banana. Maybe it's like a purple banana.
Yeah, or that they got from Mars.
Yeah, yeah. And after that, we're gonna hear some music from a video game called Banana. And when we come back, we'll tell you a little bit about that video game, and then we'll be done our banana set, and we can move on to some other fruits.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. You're here with Captain Cuckoo and my co-host, Rowan.
Yeah, but we already said that at the beginning.
Yeah, well, it's nice to remind people if they just tuned in, maybe, halfway through the show.
Okay.
So we heard that space woodpecker asking us to give him that banana. And then after that, we heard the gameplay music and the introduction music from a video game called Banana. Now, that was a game that originally, when it came out in the 80s, you couldn't get it here in Canada. You could only play it in Japan. But now, with the magic of the internet, anyone, anywhere can play Banana. And so, Rowan and I here were reading up on the story behind the Banana video game. And if you look it up, you're a little mole digging around underground, and you're trying to rescue a lady mole and then get out through this underground door to get to the next level. But if you read up on it, the lady mole is actually the mole's daughter-in-law. And I was thinking that maybe that's the only video game that features a daughter-in-law. It does make sense, though, because the guy mole doesn't really look like the girl mole at all. And neither of them really look much like a mole, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the game looks fun, though?
Yeah, it looks totally fun. I wish I could play it right now.
Well, maybe after the show we can put Banana on. Play a couple rounds. All right, so we're done the banana songs, and we're moving on to an apple song, a song called Toffee Apple Sundae.
Hey, I was gonna say that.
Okay, you can introduce the next song. But toffee apples, we were talking about toffee apples, hey? Sometimes called caramel apples.
Yeah.
Yeah, yummy, right? You take an apple and you dip it in melted toffee or caramel, and then you let that harden again, and you have yourself a sticky, sweet apple on a stick. Does that sound good?
Yeah!
And usually you buy them at fairs in the summertime.
Hey, that's not fair.
I get it. Okay, and then what's the song we're going to hear after Toffee Apple Sundae?
Blueberry Blue!
By who?
The Lemon Pips.
The Lemon Pipers.
Pipers.
Yeah, that's like a two-for-one fruit song. Blueberry in the title and lemon in the band name. We've done our homework. All right, let's hit it.
Hey, why do you sound like... Woody the Woodpecker.
Toffee apple, represent laughter. I'll see you represent mud. Shattering clay pipes. Isn't it good? Wellington children. In the penny arcade, trip on the golf street, loving a friend. Toffee apple, Sandy, your mother's green, and your dad's too. He's good to you, he always gives you something to do. Pockets all empty, pennies all gone, bottling of fish, wasn't it fun? Stop for the carnival bus. Where's Uncle Albert? Looking for us.
isn't it good? Waiting children in the bunny arcade to run the ghost scene, laughing and praying.
Jolly Ollie laughs, he puts his whole heart in it. In fact, with this orange, it's a laugh a minute. What do? When all you can do is laugh, laugh, laugh. All of the time, with no reason or rhyme, I just laugh, laugh. I used to be called just Ollie, Ollie Orange. But I laugh so much, by golly, they started to call me Jolly Ollie, Jolly Ollie Orange. So I guess it's true, the best thing I do is laugh. Laugh.
Welcome back. We just heard Laugh, 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 sung by Jolly Ollie Orange. And guess who I have in studio with me?
Ollie.
Yeah, that's right. My other co-host, Ollie. Thought we'd get him in here because we were listening to Jolly Ollie. He sounds pretty jolly, hey?
Yeah.
You think that's a funny song?
Yeah. It's like Jolly Ollie Orange. Mm-hmm. He's laughing at the orange bird.
And why don't we continue and hear a couple more songs about oranges?
Okay.
Next, we have a song sung by a witch.
Ah! That's scary.
Yeah. Billie Hayes was her real name. But on H.R. Puffin stuff, she was known as Witchy Poo.
Witchy Poo. That's a weird name.
You remember Witchy Poo?
No.
She's not very scary.
She looks like a Winnie the Pooh witch.
No. She looks like a regular old witch.
What the?
Remember, she flies around on her Zoom broom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we're going to hear her sing a song called Oranges Schmoranges.
Ew.
Because you know what they always say? Nothing rhymes with oranges. Can you think of anything?
Oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Oranges.
She's got a few ideas of her own, too. And then after that, we're going to hear a song called Sliced Orange. And it's another library song. This one's got a really good drum beat. Yeah, that's right.
Oranges, oranges, who said? Oranges, oranges, who said? Oranges, oranges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Oranges, oranges, there's another one. Another rhyme for oranges. People keep on saying that the one word that's a gem. It's oranges cause it's got no rhyme, but we got news for them. Ain't they never heard of oranges, oranges? Who said? Oranges, oranges, who said? Oranges, oranges, who said? There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
While batting one day, Lefty Lemon got a double. But that two-base hit sure caused a whole lot of trouble.
I have seven hairs and a bright red cap atop my lemon dome. My name is Lefty Lemon, and the ballpark was my home. And I lived beneath the left field wall where fly balls were a cinch. When I was in the batter's box, I would never flinch. Lightning. My left arm was like a gun. I covered that big old ball field. Hey, you should have seen me run. But the reason I'm not playing now is a mighty sorry tale. They caught me stealing second base and threw me right in jail. Ooh!
Poor Lefty Lemon, thrown in jail for stealing second base. In case you haven't noticed, we've heard a lot of songs sung by Fruits in this show so far. And those all come from a promotional record that came out, put out by the Funny Face Drinking Company. Funny Face used to be a drink kind of like Kool-Aid, and you could get different flavors. They had really great commercials, and that's where Lefty Lemon came from, and we're going to hear a few more songs from that record, from the likes of Loudmouth Lime and Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry before this show is over. But up next, we have a band called The Move with their well-known song, Here We Go Round the Lemon Tree.
Let's go, let's start to be round them. But she wonders why she can't make any friends. From her garden she could see me in her silver black bikini, singing, dancing round her fruit tree. Here we go round the lemon tree, Mr.
that all by himself he sounds like a crowd.
Hello, hello, hello! I'm Loudmouth Lime, you'll know me, 'cause I speak so clearly. It's no trouble hearing me, so here's a clue. Now then, whenever you speak out as loud as I, they'll be sure to call you Loudmouth.
Lately it seems I've had such color. Thank you. raspberry rub. An everyday raspberry.
All right, we just heard Harper's Bazaar with their song Raspberry Rug from their album Feelin' Groovy. And before that, we heard a little song from Loudmouth Lime. And we started off the set with Here We Go Round the Lemon Tree by The Move. We've got a couple of songs left to round off this fruit-themed show. Up next, we're going to hear the story of Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry. But we will discover that his name is not actually Rootin' Tootin'. And then we're going to finish off this show today with Dr. Octorok's cover of the Juicy Fruit song from the Juicy Fruit commercials. One of those songs that is stuck in my head permanently and will just bubble to the surface without any warning, probably once every 2 weeks for the past 30 years. So maybe your parents can sing along, because I'm sure they remember the words. It was drilled into them if your parents are somewhere in their 30s. Thank you for listening to the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. I'm your host, Captain Cuckoo, and I was joined today by Rowan and Ollie, and we'll see you again next week.
Here's a funny secret. It really is a dilly. It's what Rootin' Tootin's real name is. Boy, is this silly.
When I was just a baby cowboy, my folks, they named me Fauntleroy. But it sounded so doggone highfalutin', I changed my name to Rootin' Tootin', Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry. Yee-hoo! Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry. Yee-hoo! My name is now my pride and joy. Who ever heard of a cowboy named Fauntleroy? Yee-hoo!
Social? Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Indie1015FM.
Expanding the distance between us every second to